Hey, what's up, fighters? Good morning. All right, listen, we're going to rock and roll on this. How do you beat overwhelm? And all the things that you look at that you go, I got to implement all this shit in my business. Super easy for people to be overwhelmed by all the things that they feel like they have on their plate, all the shit that they have to do. Probably hear a jet flying over me right now. So anyway, I'm recording on my front porch for this week's episodes because it's so nice outside and I'm just sitting out here. So if you hear background noise, it is what it is. All right. So it's really easy to be overwhelmed. And so I want to give you a strategy here to help you get out of your own way and get shit done without freaking out, because we get paralyzed. It's happened to me, probably happens to you, right? And so, guys, we are the bottleneck in our business, all right? You got to understand that. And most of us are stuck because when we look at all these things that we have to implement, we come out of the gate and we ask ourselves the wrong questions, okay? So the wrong questions are, how do I do this? What should I do? When can I do this? Okay, those are the wrong questions. So the tip I want to give you guys today to help you implement shit better is literally this. Ask, who do I know or do I need to know that can make this not a problem for me anymore? It's that simple. If you're struggling implementing your bookkeeping, don't ask, you know, or don't feel the pressure. Oh, I got to go out and how do I figure out how to do my QuickBooks? Or running your projects. Maybe you're great at sales and marketing and you suck with organizing and running jobs. Don't put the pressure on yourself to go, you know, oh my God, I got to go out and I got to learn how to run jobs, this and that. Instead, start with, who do I know that runs projects really well? Who can I hire? Who can I outsource to? Okay. Who can I write a fucking check to make this problem not be a problem in my business anymore? So here's what you're going to do today. You're going to list out all your fucking problems in your business that you're having right now. Write them down. And then next to it, just write, who do you know? Who do you currently know right now that you could reach out to, that you could tap on the shoulder, that you could write a check to, outsource, hire, get them to mentor you, whatever it is. And I promise you that it will be easier for you to implement all the shit in your business that you have to do. Now, some of you might be going, yeah, Tom, that's easy for you to say, but I don't have any fucking money to hire people to do this stuff, all right? Guys, coming full circle now, isn't it? This is why we talk about getting a profit so much here and pricing your work properly, all right? And making sure you're getting that 50% gross profit or better in your business. Guys, it means carrying a light pack in your overhead. Don't spend fucking money you don't need to spend. All right. There's somebody I know right now who's looking at buying a new fucking van when their old van is just fine and they're up to their eyeballs in debt. So keep your fucking overhead low. Essential overhead. Essential overhead is shit that pays, that helps you grow your business and be more profitable. All right. So commit to profit. Make the money so that you could turn around and tap people on the shoulder and go, hey, what's it going to cost to fix this problem, to implement this system, to hire you, to do whatever? Guys, that's how fucking winners get shit done, is one of the first questions they ask themselves when they look at all the things they have to implement, is they don't put the pressure on themselves, but they go, who do I know? All right. If you've not yet downloaded the free daily planner sheet, the fight planner sheet, go to thecontractorfight.com/plan. You can get it there to help you get your head fucking right every day and get shit done. There's also an option there for you to buy the 90-day planner if you want to, but you don't have to. You guys rock. I got to roll. Talk to you next time.